This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Have you ever thought of having a picnic on top of I-35? Sounds kind of crazy, but it might actually be possible one day. TxDOT is starting work this summer to expand and lower the highway through downtown Austin. So the city and UT want to install large decks over I-35 that could have parks and splash pads and even small buildings on them. You may have heard of these decks over I-35, referred to as caps. It's a concept pretty alien to most people, but this kind of deck park over a freeway already exists in Texas. KUT's Nathan Bernier went to downtown Dallas to check it out.
Clyde Warren Park is a 5-acre park in downtown Dallas, and it is right on top of the Woodall Rogers Freeway. Beneath me right now are 8 highway lanes. This park cost more than $100 million to build, and it opened in 2012. So what's it like? It's my first time here. Let's go check it out. It was a hot day, temperatures above 100. But one of the first things I saw, underneath the shade of a veranda, was a father and son playing on some public ping pong tables. It was Temi Ogumokin and his son, Nicholas.
We're from El Paso, Texas, and we just came in, just had lunch, and just there to come play.
It's very fun, very hot, though.
Just a few feet away, kids were cooling off in a giant splash pad about the size of an NBA basketball court. Fountains would shoot water way up into the air. At night, the water dances to lights and music. For little kids, there's a smaller splash pad on the other side of Clyde Warren Park, inside a fenced-off children's play area. Shakira Mitchell was reading a book while her 6-year-old daughter played in the water.
This is our favorite park to come to. It's always a lot of shade, which is important. She can play in the water, stay cool. I can find like a shaded corner usually with a book or just to watch her. So we love coming here. She always makes new friends. It's great.
I like that we get to have picnics here and I get to play in the water and I get to run around and play soccer.
Birds squawk in the trees that line Clyde Warren Park's largest open space, a big green lawn next to that fenced-off kids' play area, where you could play soccer. Cortez Jenkins was tossing around a football with his 3 little kids.
Yeah, so I come here about 2-3 times a week with my kids. And I also have little cousins that's always at my house, or nieces or nephews. So this is an easy get outside, let your hair back, relax, and let the kids have fun and tire themselves out.
But it's not just kids' stuff at Clyde Warren Park. Organizers say there are 1,500 free events each year. Things like movies in the park, yoga classes, live music, ballet, and fireworks. A Tex-Mex restaurant sits in the middle of the park, and food trucks line the street. There's even a small open-air reading room with free newspapers, magazines, books, and board games for people to enjoy. A historical streetcar, the M-Line trolley, runs through the middle of the park, from the Dallas Arts District to the Uptown neighborhood. You can definitely hear traffic from the side streets, and you can hear the nearby construction, but sitting in Clyde Warren with the shade of more than 240 trees, with office workers grabbing lunch, a young couple playing Uno on a picnic blanket, it's easy to forget you are literally on top of the Woodall Rogers Freeway.
When we started this, TxDOT was like, what are you talking about? That's insane. You're going to cover 10 lanes of freeway? That doesn't happen.
John Zog was one of the people behind Clyde Warren Park. In 2002, the real estate professional formed a committee that included Dallas attorney Rob Walters.
When we built this deck, just building the deck was $40, $50 million, okay? If you went across the street and bought the land, it was $40 or $50 million. So it's no more expensive than the land acquisition costs, creates something out of nothing, and doesn't take things off the tax rolls. It's hard to find propositions that win on every one of those issues.
Since Clyde Warren Park opened in 2012, nearby property values have boomed, spurring even more development. And Zog, who's worked out of Uptown Dallas for 35 years, says the whole vibe of the neighborhood changed.
And what you see today that you didn't see before the park opened is people walking the streets. Even though it's 104, 105 out here today, you see people walking around even in the sun. People are not getting in their cars to drive three blocks to a meeting like they used to.
John Zug and Rob Walters are both Longhorns. They went to school at the University of Texas at Austin, so they have been encouraging UT and the city of Austin to put deck parks over I-35 after TxDOT lowers the main lanes. Walters believes Austin would benefit even more than Dallas did.
This will sound offensive, I don't mean to. It'll be an utter colossal failure of collective leadership if Austin does not cap it, deck it, and bring that community back together again.
Yeah, it's a generational opportunity that has to happen, and you got to get more done now because it's just the cost. It's so much cheaper to do it today than later.
A lot of those costs in Dallas were paid for with philanthropic donations. That children's park, Margot Perreault, the widow of Texas billionaire Ross Perreault, donated $5 million to name it after Jody and Sheila Grant, two other founders of Clyde Warren Park. That fountain the size of an NBA court, named after Nancy Best, the wife of Randy Best, who founded an education technology company. She donated $10 million to have it named after her. Even the name of the park itself was up for sale. The billionaire CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, Kelsey Warren, donated $10 million and had the park named after his son, Clyde Warren.
Everything you see on this park, everything we're sitting on, all of this was paid for out of the private sector through the goodwill of our philanthropic community with the attendant naming opportunities.
The park itself is owned by the City of Dallas, but it's privately operated and managed by the Woodall Rogers Park Foundation. John Zog and Rob Walters insist Austin and UT should take the same route.
And it's just a fact. The Austin Parks Department's got a million parks to run. They got 1,000 different needs and demands. We focus like a laser with our own little private operating entity. The city loves us doing this. It is absolutely free. But we are able to do it in a way that is just too difficult for cities to do. That's where the opportunity is for Austin and for the University of Texas.
And you really want these things operated in a Disney-like fashion, meaning clean, safe, and active at all times. So if there's a piece of gum dropped here, it's picked up very quickly. You see a lot of security running around here. Mothers feel very safe with their children on this park. There's a lot of questions when we were trying to build this park. Well, it's just going to be a place where the homeless hang out. I don't know if Rob, have you seen a homeless person really ever here? Not really.
Not everyone in Dallas loves that approach, what Zog referred to as the Disney-like operation of Clyde Warren Park.
There is a bit of an illusion or a veneer.
Hexel Colorado was born and raised in Dallas. He's a software developer by day and a transit and biking advocate by night. He's lived in downtown without a car for the past 3 years, and Colorado concedes the park is a nice place.
There's a lot of memories I've made here. Like right across there, had picnic date nights. I learned how to salsa dance for the first time under this pavilion here.
But he says the private management of a public park means some Dallas residents are welcome and others are not.
Protests are limited. Even though it's publicly owned, the private management kind of tamps down on a lot of freedom of speech, freedom to sleep in the park. So the reason that you don't see homeless is because they're actively kept out.
The private management won't allow for a bikeway through the park, even though a bike path feeds into and out of Clyde Warren.
I mean, that's the sign right there. It says no riding bicycles or scooters through the park. So even though it's a connector for pedestrians, it's actually still a divider for people using bicycles.
And more broadly, Colorado thinks of the park as a Band-Aid to a much bigger wound, namely a freeway running through the middle of downtown Dallas.
Where we're standing today was not always a highway. And the problems that Clyde Warren Park solves are problems that were created by the highway that it sits on top of.
The Woodall Rogers Freeway opened in 1962, the same year I-35 opened in central Austin. The Dallas Highway was built through an area of the city where emancipated slaves lived after the Civil War. So black people were forced to leave their neighborhoods to make space for the highway, saw their homes torn down. Woodall Rogers Freeway split the community in two, which was happening all over the U.S. at the time, including in Austin, where I-35 reinforced segregation. Backers of the I-35 expansion say lowering the main lanes and putting deck parks on top will help to heal that historic division, even if much of the damage can never be undone. But with TxDOT determined to expand the highway, the city of Austin and UT feel like they face a simple choice: spend nothing and have an open-air highway trench, or spend hundreds of millions of dollars and cover I-35 with deck parks.
Nice, yes, to see you again. Nice to see just you not in person.
Yeah, in person. Smart idea, finding the only shade around here. Yeah.
I met Michelle Marks on another hot day under an awning just a few steps from I-35 on 4th Street. She's leading the city's I-35 cap and stitch project. That's the plan to install parks over the highway.
We right now are really at a very preliminary point in our work. We know where caps may or may not occur in future.
The most ambitious version of these plans would cover four segments of I-35 in Austin with these caps: from Cesar Chavez to 7th Street, from 11th to 12th, from 15th to Dean Keaton, that would be the UT section, and from 38.5 Street to Airport Boulevard. All that space would add up to more than 40 acres, covering an area eight times the size of Clyde Warren Park.
It's going to completely, like, literally change the landscape of our central city. Right now, we're looking at kind of dark concrete pillars and a highway on top. In the future, what we'll see really is the city extending across east-west with no barrier in the middle. The freeway will effectively run like a tunnel. The physical and auditory and visual change, I don't think can be overstated.
Is this accurate that the overall cost, including all the amenities and everything else, could reach upwards of $800 million or more?
Yeah, and that's a very rough preliminary estimate. It all depends largely on what we as a community decide we want to put on top of these caps.
Ideas discussed so far have included green space, water fountains, splash pads, performance spaces, restaurants, basically all the same kind of stuff at Clyde Warren Park now, plus buildings up to two stories tall. Now, the city's received a federal grant for over $100 million, but has a lot more money to raise. Options being considered include a bond election, philanthropy, of course, and selling development rights on caps. But what about how the deck parks would be managed? Should the city follow Dallas's lead and go with private management for that Disney-like approach? Or should Austin deck parks be publicly managed like most other city parks?
The short answer is we have not started to even come close to broaching those details in our project yet, but we will have to.
The city has gathered some public feedback and is planning a second open house, both in person and online, for September 28th. Construction to widen I-35 through central Austin is really just getting started this summer and could take up to a decade to complete. So it's going to be a while before anyone is playing ping pong on top of I-35. I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin.